In recent days, we've had several homicides take place. We are investigating. We can't release a lot of details.
Buffalo Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda standing inside police headquarters downtown discussing a rash of recent homicides. Since December 12th, six people have died.
What I can say is that we believe several of the homicides may be related. We don't believe they're random acts. We believe it's quite possible that the suspects were known to the victims. And as I said, we're investigating.
Possible gang?
We're looking at possible gang activity here, yes.
On Friday on the city's west side, a 16-year-old teenage girl was killed by gunfire in the 500 block of Grand Street, not far from the Buffalo State campus. On Sunday on the east side, a 15-year-old boy was struck by bullets and injured in the 200 block of Jewett Avenue. That was near the scene of a homicide of a 20-year-old Niagara Falls man a week ago today. The 15-year-old from Sunday's shooting was last listed in stable condition at ECMC.
I believe all homicides are difficult, regardless of age. One homicide is one too many.
And in other separate incidents over the weekend, a 23-year-old woman died from a shooting in the first block of Manhattan. A 44-year-old man died of gunshot wounds from a shooting at William and Spring. Commissioner Durenda noted it's difficult to get witnesses to come forward.
We know there are individuals out there who could help us in these cases. We need them to come forward. Anybody with information is asked to please call our tip line at 847-2255.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.